So I'm here, Cam FM, with Hannah Roberts, the president of the Cambridge University Women's Boat Club. I'll get that right. And we are here at the crew announcement in London. How are you?
I'm good. Very excited to be here.
Now, does the excitement start today? Because I was last week we kind of came in, did some interviews, and I spoke to Taya, and she said, oh, we're kind of not quite there yet. Does the excitement start today?
For me, the excitement started a bit more a couple of weeks ago when we had crew selection in Cambridge internally. That was when it was like, okay, I'm in the crew and I can get excited about the race. But yeah, today is kind of when kind of the media hits you and when the excitement of everyone else hits you, and that's really fun.
So you mentioned there, did you know the crew a couple of weeks ago, or have you known it for quite a while?
I think a couple of weeks we've been rowing in a set crew. I mean, we've since camp we've been in a kind of shadow lineup, but yeah, it was confirmed within the squad a couple of weeks ago.
And what are you going to be doing between now and the 27th? Is there a few more races and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're racing Women's Head of the River this weekend, so we're hoping to put in a good performance there. And then I think we have a couple of more fixtures lined up just to get as much racing in as possible before the big day.
And I spoke to Taya again last week, and she said that there was such a nice kind of atmosphere within the women's crew this year. Is that something you feel as well?
Yeah, it's a really good atmosphere this year. You know, the squad is really fun, but also when we get on the water or when we get in the gym, you know, it's really professional and everyone's just delivering in every session, which is really great.
Do you have any kind of input on the selection at all, being president, or is that primarily down to the coaches?
No, I don't have any input on selection. The only input I can have on selection is to try and do the best that I can to get myself selected, but no, I don't have any decisions on that.
Now, we're sat very near to the trophy right now, Garland in Cancer Research UK, obviously this year Newton.
Dark blue ribbons, that's very annoying.
Are you hoping to have that with light blue ribbons?
Absolutely with light blue ribbons.
And are you confident of that?
Yeah, we've been gelling well together as a crew, and we've had good results in the fixtures that we've had so far, and we're getting some good speeds. So yeah, so it's looking very promising. We're very excited.
Now, there was obviously the college rowing competition last week in Cambridge Bumps. Yeah. Did you follow that at all?
I loosely follow it. I follow my college. So I'm at Jesus, and their women have headship. Yeah. Shout out to them. Yeah, so that was exciting.
And will you be back in the Jesus boat, hopefully, for May's?
I would have thought so, yeah, hopefully.
What's the kind of dynamic between the men and the women in Cambridge? I mean, I spoke to the Cambridge men's president just a few seconds ago, and he said that the operations run quite differently, but actually the kind of social side of it's quite close-knit. I don't know if you've...
Yeah, we do. We have, like, social events outside training, and, like, we have, like, a Thanksgiving dinner between the two squads, and we're... our vice president is currently trying to organise us to do the Cancer Research UK big breakfast together, and so we have things like that. But when we're in Goldie or in Ely, like in the gym, and we run separately, and we're there to do a job, so we don't really interact in the gym space. But yeah, we do stuff outside together.
And finally, what do you think of the Oxford crew? I guess this is the first time you've got to see who's in the Oxford crew, and there's a couple of returners there.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot we can do about the Oxford crew, so you know, there's no point really dwelling on who's in it. You know, you can just focus on us.